I am Cheryl Lynch, and with me are my co-hosts Marcia Simpson and Sandra Zimmer. It's time for Ask the Coach. We want to address a question we received in our mailbag. This week, ladies, it's from Brenda in Houston, and she writes, I have a new job that requires me to present to groups of customers. I become very nervous when I have to talk in front of groups. Can you give some advice about how to calm my nerves?
Cheryl, I'm going to take this one. Brenda, I am so glad you asked this question because this is an important issue for many people. Learning to speak in front of groups is one of the most important business skills that you must develop if you're going to succeed in business, if you're going to succeed professionally. Because if you cannot speak comfortably, you hit a kind of a glass ceiling in business. Now, as a presentation coach, I've been working with transforming the fear of public speaking and stage fright for the last 13 years. So this is an area where I really have some special expertise, and I get the opportunity to kind of dig into this this morning. The good news, Brenda, about your stage fright, your fear of public speaking, is that those of us, I include myself, who have the most fear of public speaking, the most performance anxiety, actually have the potential to be among the most impactful speakers, presenters, and the reason for that is we've got the feelings. We're sensitive. Our feelings are up to the surface where they can be used to create a genuine connection, emotional connection with the audience. You can actually learn to transform that tension of being the center of attention into a passionate presence. You've got stage fright, Brenda, because you're highly sensitive. You're a highly sensitive person, and you've got a lot of passion. But you're not using your passion energy in your communication, because stage fright, what I call stage fright, is just passion energy or emotional intensity that's frozen in the body and not being allowed to flow. And you've got to unfreeze that passion and learn to share it with other human beings. You have to open yourself to letting others see your sensitivity, see your emotional intensity, and learn to use that for your benefit instead of turning it against yourself and having it work to your detriment. Because this fear of public speaking is always triggered by fear of judgment, and it's always about this expectation that we have that we are supposed to be perfect. And that if we're not perfect, we're not good enough. So part of the healing here is letting go of this perfectionism thing and learning to let yourself be good enough instead of having to do it, be it perfectly. This is kind of a multi-dimensional, it's a multi-leveled issue, and there's several things you got to work on in order to transform this fear of public speaking. You got to work on many levels. On a mental level, you have to change your self-talk. You've got to learn to talk to yourself in a way that's very kind, very nurturing, a way that supports yourself rather than tearing yourself down, rather than criticizing yourself. You have to stop your negative self-talk. On an emotional level, though, you've got to make that emotional sensitivity that you have right. You have to give yourself permission to feel your feelings, express your feelings, share your passionate feelings. It doesn't work to deny the feelings, because the more that you resist your sensitivity, the worse it gets. So you got to be able to claim that that sensitivity in front of others. On a physical level, you have to work on your body, on doing what I call grounding your body, because the body's kind of like a radio tuner. When the radio's not grounded, what do you get? Static. You get an unclear message, and the body is just like that. You have to learn to relax fully into your body and be grounded. You got to get out of your head and into your body. And when you do that, you have this lovely sense of comfort in your skin. I also think that you've got to work in a group, because it's a group issue. It's group energy that triggers this. You have to have a group where you can practice speaking, but it's got to be a safe group, one where you feel safe enough to tell the truth about how you feel and get supported for being the sensitive person you are.
Sandra, let me ask you something, because as you were sharing, what is it specifically that you would, it was interesting to me, you said it's triggered your fear. is triggered by the fear of judgment of others. What are some things that you help people, how do you help people overcome that fear of being judged by others? Or, you know,
well, what I do in my work is I create a safe group where people have the opportunity to stand in front of the group and mm-hmm. allow themselves to connect with what they feel, mm-hmm. share it, and get support from the group so that you're doing this kind of reparenting of yourself
right.
and a kind of a healing of this mm-hmm. fear to show who you are in mm-hmm. front of others. So, Brenda, thanks for writing that question because it's something that so many people are struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that out of all of this, you got something that can help you.